Mark, can you tell me what the reasons are for having walking communities?
Well, the way I look at it, it shouldn't cost a lot to get from here to there. We used to build cities for people who relied on their feet as their primary mode of transportation, and then later the bicycle, I guess before that the horse, and at some point we started designing for the car. Unfortunately, not everyone can drive, or I guess fortunately, I think our air would be a lot more polluted if everyone drove. But, we need to remember that the first commute we do is, as a kid, going to elementary school. And eventually, at some point, we all get older, we all become senior citizens, we hope, and we have to give up the keys. So at the other end of the age range, we need to think about our parents or our grandparents and make sure that when they're older and they can't drive, they're not stuck somewhere waiting for a ride or, becoming dependent on other people for their transportation. So I guess there are a lot of reasons why walkable communities are a good idea. The environmental reasons, public health reasons, a lot of this inactivity has had an impact on our health. There are economic reasons. Obesity costs this country a lot of money every year. It's about $76 billion. But everyone's got their own reason that they do this, and I guess mine is that, I want my kids to be able to walk to school like I once did. And, when my parents give up their keys, I don't want them to be isolated. So that's my reason.
What kind of things do you have to do to make your community walkable?
Well, a lot of people think walkable communities, and let me just clarify that we're here for bikers too. A lot of what determines what is walkable is depending on what happens in the street. Walkers aren't running each other over. When they worry about their safety, the primary threat is from drivers. So when you make it easier for walkers to get across the street because traffic behaves, it's also a lot easier for the bikers. So while we call this a walkable community workshop, it's also a bikeable community workshop. And so it's not just sidewalks. You need to take in other considerations. All right, what can we do to make sure that people can get around on foot and they can get to destinations? So when we talk about walkable communities, we also talk about compact development. Another thing is letting people live downtown again, like we used to. Making sure people are near destinations when they decide to take their bike somewhere that they know when they get to the other end that there's going to be a bike rack there. It's a lot of little considerations like that.